Hello and welcome to the Proxima Daily. This is your host, Maura Murphy, reporting to you from New York. Today is Tuesday, December 3rd. And we'll start off today in Texas. Texas headquartered engineering and construction services company McDermott International has been granted access to Tranche B of the $1.7 billion super priority senior secured credit facility announced on October 21st of 2019. The company expects to utilize the amounts available under Tranche B to continue financing working capital and support the issuance of required performance guarantees on new projects. Crossing the pond and into Ireland, Ireland's National Development Finance Agency, on behalf of the Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government, has awarded the contract for Social Housing Bundle 2 PPP project to Torque Housing Partnership. Construction of 465 social housing units across 8 sites in Cork, Clare, Galway, Kildare, Roscommon, and Waterford will start immediately. The homes will be delivered under an availability-based PPP model. Moving to Germany, Bayer has completed the sale of its 60% stake in chemical park operator Currenta to funds managed by Macquarie Infrastructure and Real Assets. Currenta manages and operates infrastructure, energy, supply, and other essential services across chemical parks in 3 German cities. Bayer will also be selling an extensive package of real estate and infrastructure to the Currenta Group for 180 million euro. Moving east, the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development has agreed to a 259 million euro loan program to finance the expansion of Belarus's road network. The package includes 126 million euro for the upgrade of 12 bridges, while the second part of the package will be a 133 million euro loan for the modernization of the M3 motorway, which links the country's capital, Minsk, with Vitebsk, the 4th largest city of Belarus in the northeast. And lastly for today, in Africa, Africa 50 has completed its equity investment into Genzer Energy Holdings Limited as part of a larger debt and equity raise to finance expansion plants and refinance debt. Genzer is a provider of distributed power generation solutions in Ghana to multinational industrial and mining companies. With the closing of the financing, Genzer intends to build over 170 kilometers of natural gas pipelines, connecting its existing plants with the Ghana National Gas Corporation's facilities, increasing the capacity of existing power plants from 100 megawatts to 190 megawatts, and to invest in new transmission lines. And that's all for today. If you'd like to hear more about any of these stories, then please do visit us at proximoinfo.com. Until tomorrow.